Sustainable business choices is the topic of Ours to Protect this week. My Goodness is a zero-waste vegan food company in the English market. The concept of the business is based on the idea of permaculture. Founder Virginia O'Hara was always interested in all things eco. A Texan who moved here to study permaculture in Kinsale, which, believe it or not, was one of the first places in the world to introduce the Transition Towns movement and invented a roadmap to sustainability. So to begin, what is permaculture?
It is a philosophy of sustainable design. Permaculture was started in Tasmania, but Bill Mollison and David Holmgren got together and they studied various patterns in nature that were occurring. They studied the forest. And then they tried to find those patterns and make them understandable for the rest of us to be able to incorporate those natural, sustainable patterns into everything we do, anything from designing your garden to designing your business.
One initiative of My Goodness is to be zero waste and eliminate food waste completely. We heard last week about the Cork Urban Soil Project, who, combined with My Goodness, use a biodigester to turn food scraps into compost and soil.
We have the goal to be zero waste. And in reality, it's almost impossible to be a zero waste company, but we try our best. One of the things that we do is that every new product that we make has to be a byproduct of something else. For instance, the ethics of trying not to waste and to cycle a product as many times through your system as possible, like nature would do. It encourages us to be creative and make delicious things that are healthy and zero waste. Once we did quite a few zero waste projects, we've realized that there was still a tremendous amount of food waste, shavings and things we couldn't quite use anymore in the kitchen that were going to waste. And there was no reason for it to be waste. We saw that as a valuable resource that we wanted to incorporate back into our company. We were lucky enough to get a biodigester to make compost quickly. I would love to see this design that we've made, this circular system of food waste. I would love to see an aerobic biodigester in the English market to create a green heart of the Cork city center. Wouldn't it be amazing if not only were we not creating a pollutant, a problem, with all of the waste from the English market being shipped to God knows where in the Midlands? Wouldn't it be amazing if we saw that as a valuable resource and could incorporate that back into our city by making incredible compost? One thing that compost does, we all know it grows great food, great flowers, great trees. Another thing is it works as an urban sponge. Compost can hold 2 times its weight in water. Yeah, we've had some issues with water in Cork, and it would be amazing if we could have this amazing resource in our city center. Not only could we grow great food and have great plants for pollinators, but also it'd be an urban sponge. So it's one of many solutions to the abundance of water that we have in this city. I would love to see more community gardens, more restaurants have the opportunity to work with growing their food locally. I would love to see more interconnectivity with the people who live in urban centers and food deprived areas to be able to work with this incredible resource.
Using the permaculture principle approach of using and valuing natural resources, where better to turn to with one of Ireland's best resources, rain? It's safe to say we have a lot of it.
So learning how to channel that water in ways that is useful was great. So when we started My Goodness about 10 years ago, I thought, wouldn't it be great if we could make a product out of rainwater? And we have. So we collect rainwater and filter it and ferment it to make probiotic, gut-friendly drinks like water kefir and kombucha. You need to set up a good system, a rainwater collection system that has several filtration processes. For us, there are 3 filtration systems that involve gravel and then one that has charcoal. And then on the very end, we have a UV filter, which makes everything safe. And, you know, because we're a company that makes...
I know you're probably wondering, how on earth can we drink rainwater? Well, there is a process that's clean and safe.
You need to set up a good system, a rainwater collection system that has several filtration processes. For us, there are 3 filtration systems that involve gravel and then one that has charcoal. And then on the very end, we have a UV filter, which makes everything safe. And, you know, because we're a company that makes literally barrels of this every week, we get our rainwater checked. And it's always been fine. It's always been clean. And yeah, we're very proud of it. The next process is that we ferment it. And yeah, fermenting water sounds a little strange. Kefir and kombucha are centuries old processes of creating a healthy, even more safe beverage to drink. For thousands of years, people have been fermenting food and beverages for health reasons and for preservation reasons. And it turns out that kefir can actually kill some of those bugs that aren't very good for us in water, like E. coli. Yeah, so after we filter it and save it, we ferment it. And that's just by introducing SCOBYs. Yeah, SCOBYs are symbiotic communities of bacteria and yeast. And that's the good stuff. That's the stuff that you want in your gut. Because our jobs now are in offices and we're removed from the ground, we don't necessarily have as many of those good for you microbes going into our system. So we wanted to use and value natural resources. And there's always like people making fun of me for coming to Ireland and selling rainwater to the Irish, which is fair enough. There's a lot of processing that goes along with. So that was just one aspect of our sustainable ethos.
On the zero waste checklist, we have the reusing of natural resources, eliminating food waste completely, and the recycling of materials. All containers are reusable glass, and like others we've heard from in Ars Protect, the cup or glass return scheme is making its way to businesses across Ireland.
So what we do with the folks we work with, our customers, is that we offer a 50-cent deposit on our bottles. So if you ever come and see us in the English Market or in the Mahon Point Farmers Market or in Douglas, next to our farmers market stall, you'll see crates upon crates of all of these empty bottles that our customers bring back and get their 50 cents back. And that's it's a system that works really well for us. So some of these, even though it was incredibly expensive to invest in these really nice bottles from Germany, we get to use them over and over and over for years. So the reason that the deposit scheme is so important is that there's so much embodied energy within each of these glass vessels. It takes a lot of money and energy to make bottles. Then once it's made, you have to ship it all the way from Germany, and it arrives in Cork, sometimes in one piece, often not. But we like to do that as few times as possible, because when you have a product that's cycling through your local system many, many, many times, you save on that embodied energy that it takes to make that glass vessel. You save on all of the air miles and petrochemicals that it takes to ship it all the way over to Ireland. We're far from Germany. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you wind up having it, and you wind up having an extra bob in your own pocket. And for us as a company, we wind up using these glass bottles over and over and over and over again for years.
If you'd like to introduce zero waste initiatives in your business, you can follow My Goodness or the Cork Urban Soil Project online or Instagram. For now, that's another episode of Ours to Protect.